Hey there, awesome humans. Avery Hot here, your friendly neighborhood guide to conquering life's little and sometimes not so little challenges with a dash of stoic wisdom. Ever feel like your inner critic is on a constant loop, spewing negativity and making you question everything? You know that feeling when your mind starts playing those what-if scenarios, spiraling into self-doubt and anxiety? Well, buckle up because today we're tackling the beast. Letting go of negative self-talk. Listen, I get it. We all have that inner voice. Sometimes it's a supportive cheerleader, other times it's like that one friend who just loves to bring you down. But the truth is, our words hold power. They shape our thoughts, influence our actions, and ultimately determine our experiences. So, if you want to level up your life and create a more positive and fulfilling reality, it's time to silence those negative self-talk gremlins for good. Here are 5 stoic-powered strategies to help you kick those inner critics to the curb. 1. Recognize and label it. First things first, become aware of those pesky thought patterns. When that voice starts chirping with negativity, pause and acknowledge it. Think of it like catching a fly. Don't swat at it in anger, simply observe it and label it. Ah, there's that negative thought again, you might say to yourself. By acknowledging it without judgment, you take away its power to control your emotions. 2. Challenge the evidence. Stoicism is all about logic and reason. Ask yourself, is this thought actually true? What evidence do I have to support it? Often, those negative self-talk messages are based on assumptions, fears, or past experiences that don't necessarily apply to your current situation. Think of it like a detective investigating a case. Gather the facts, analyze the evidence, and separate truth from fiction. 3. Focus on what you can control. Remember, you can't control everything in life, but you can control your reactions and thoughts. Instead of dwelling on things outside your sphere of influence, shift your focus to what you can control: your actions, your attitude, and your responses. Embrace the Stoic mantra. It is not events that upset us, but our judgments about them. 4. Practice gratitude. When negativity creeps in, consciously shift your attention to things you're grateful for. Take a moment to appreciate the good in your life, your health, your loved ones, even the simple pleasures like a warm cup of coffee or sunshine on your skin. A gratitude practice can help rewire your brain to focus on the positive. 5. Be kind to yourself. This is huge. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a good friend. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone has setbacks. Don't beat yourself up over them, learn from them and move forward with grace. Remember, progress, not perfection, is the goal. Now let me share a real-life example that hit close to home for me. Last week, I was preparing for a big presentation at work, and those pesky negative thoughts started swirling. What if I mess up? What if they think I'm unprepared? My heart was racing, and I felt that familiar wave of self-doubt creeping in. But then I remembered these stoic principles. I took a deep breath, acknowledged the fear, challenged my assumptions, spoiler alert, I had prepared. Focused on what I could control, my delivery and content, and practiced gratitude for the opportunity to share my ideas. Guess what? The presentation went great. And you know what else? I learned that even when those negative thoughts try to sneak in, I have the power to choose a different response. Remember, letting go of negative self-talk is a journey, not a destination. It takes practice, patience, and a whole lot of self-compassion. But trust me, it's worth it. When you silence those inner critics, you create space for your true potential to shine through. So keep practicing these stoic strategies, celebrate your victories big and small, and never underestimate the power of your own mind. Until next time, remember, you've got this. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little stoic wisdom in their life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.